The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Today, I will be chatting about motivation. Motivation is a word which, for me, has many connotations. Is it about optimism for the future? Is it about making positive changes in your life? Or is it about ambition or possibly needing a challenge? Whatever your reason for being motivated to do something, it's a very personal thing, isn't it? Someone once told me that I should motivate myself to do the things that would bring me joy and power my soul. That might sound a little bit strange, and to be honest, it is. But I believe that's my motivator these days. Do you remember Mr. Motivator on Breakfast TV some years ago? I saw him again on the TV during lockdown doing the exercising he's most famous for. That made me realise that his motivation for exercise had kept him fit and obviously powered his soul too. Motivation to achieve something is, I guess, a challenge to everyone at some time in their lives. Recently, during lockdown, I realised that staying motivated was a challenge. So every day, I set myself a challenge to do something different. And as a reward to myself, I gave myself a reward of something kind. I have to say, some days are more of a challenge than others. Making the changes in your life that you feel will help you is so important. It's certainly not easy to stay motivated, and there will be times you just think, no, and just have a not motivated day. There's nothing wrong with that. Give yourself permission to have a day off, a duvet day perhaps. Just do something to make yourself happy, whatever it is. In these uncertain times, it is a little difficult to be motivated, especially when sometimes everything seems a little bit strange and overwhelming. So, ask yourself three questions and really think about the answers. The first question is, what motivates you? What fires your passion? The second question is, what demotivates you and holds you back? And the third question is, importantly, how can you deal with your demotivators to enable you to get back on track with your goals? My answers to these three questions are like this. Number one. Motivation is what keeps us going when it's easier to give up. What is it that gives you your sense of purpose and drive? Number two, demotivators are things that you do that distract you from achieving your goals. Mine are things like cleaning under the stairs or brushing the front garden path. Keep an eye out for those little things that demotivate you. This could be something that distracts you from your positive efforts. Number three, staying motivated might be a challenge at times. So here are some things which may help you to stay motivated. A great way to stay motivated is to use SMART goals. Now, SMART goals are specific, what do you want to do? Measured, how will you know you've done it? Achievable, is it in your power to do it? Realistic, can you realistically achieve it? And timely, when do you want to do it by? Another way is to understand what your motivators and demotivators actually are. So when the going gets tough, what makes you stop or keep going? To do this, you can simply make a list of what demotivates you to do things and a list of motivators, a sort of pros and cons list, as it were. Every time you feel you're becoming demotivated, look at your SMART goals you made earlier. Then look at your list of motivators and get yourself back on track again. Raising your awareness of these and enabling you to stay on track will be a really positive thing to do for yourself. And finally, here are some quick things to do to keep your motivation once you've got it. You can achieve your goals you've set yourself. Just visualise how you will feel when you've achieved that goal. Keep your goals focused and use small goals, little things you can achieve in one go. Being kind to yourself if you don't achieve things is key. And look at others who motivate you seek some enthusiasm and energy from them. To finish, I've got a lovely quote by Mark Twain. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. The secret of getting started is breaking your complex, overwhelming tasks into small, manageable tasks and then starting on the first one. How wonderful is that? Take care of yourselves, everyone.